A partnership between Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art and the Special Collections Department of the University of Arkansas Libraries has resulted in a new digital collection featuring one of Arkansas's most tasty products. Ozarks at-largest Timothy Dennis has more.
Timothy Nutt is the head of the Special Collections Department at the University of Arkansas Library. He says that the idea of a collaboration between the department and Crystal Bridges started even before the museum was open.
We sort of batted around the idea of what we could do, and actually we talked about grapes, and we talked about oranges, and we talked about peaches, but we finally settled on apples simply because of the apple industry in Northwest Arkansas and how it was so big in the 1920s, 1930s, early part of the 1900s, and you know how much times have changed, and you don't really think of Northwest Arkansas as being the apple center of Arkansas anymore. You know, you still have Lincoln and the Apple Festival over there, but the impact of the apple in Northwest Arkansas has declined dramatically.
Catherine Peterson is the director of the library at Crystal Bridges. She says that one distinct advantage of the collaboration between the museum and university is the ability to make more items available for public consumption.
We knew we wanted to do something special. The rare book collection at the museum library is one that really cannot be handled by lots of people because these materials are rare and they're somewhat fragile. Many of them are. If you think about them being carried around by salesmen, many of them are not in that great of shape. So we want to make them as widely visible as possible. And so digitizing those seed catalogs, which in terms of 19th century American color plate books, are some of the few color plate books that are not already digitized online.
The collection dates from between 1851 and 1922 and includes 69 different items. But the star of the exhibit is a collection of color plate seed catalogs and albums that were used by salesmen trying to cash in on a burgeoning orchard industry in Arkansas.
They include not only apples, but they also include pears and fruits and seeds for flowers and shrubs and bushes. So we were pulling out for this collection just the apple feature because of its unique history in Arkansas. And then, of course, after meeting several times with the university, a special collections group that was in on the project, we realized that, you know, they had also a really wonderful collection that told this story of apples in Arkansas.
Although the exhibit prominently features the color plate prints, Nutt says that the collection is full of other apple-centric items as well.
We supplemented those botanical prints with images from our collection. So there are images of apple trees. There are a couple of documents. I think there's a speech by Dr. Rory Rome, who's considered Mr. Apple in Northwest Arkansas. And so there was a speech he made about the history of the apple industry in Arkansas.
But he says that history is only one theme presented by the collection.
One of the themes that we wanted to come across in the collection was not only the history of the apple industry in Northwest Arkansas, but also the beauty of the botanical prints that are used in the collection. Just see what went into the showing of these prints to farmers so they could see what the apples would look like at bloom season.
But if there is one image that sums up the collection, Peterson says that it is the broadside that serves as more than just a piece in the collection.
It really tells the story in such few short words. Arkansas, the land of many orchards, big crops, and profits. And that's where we got the title from, too, was this really wonderful color plate broadside. Another favorite is the Child's Rare Flowers Nursery magazine from 1896. And the magazine includes these wonderfully bright images appealing in both quality of color and how they've been preserved so beautifully.
Nutt says that the collection has so many interesting pieces that it's difficult for him to choose a favorite.
Of course, the botanical prints from the library at Crystal Bridges, they're just so beautiful, and those are really nice and interesting to look at. But there are also images from Special Collections, our materials here in Special Collections, photographs that show the apple industry and in various aspects of the apple industry. But one image from Special Collections materials that comes to mind is an image of apple blossoms. And that's the image that sort of sticks in my mind when I think of this collection. but it's hard to choose just one favorite image or one favorite illustration from the digital collection, because I just think all of them are just amazing.
If you would like to see the collection, it is available to the public online at the University Library's Special Collections website. We have a link to that site on our own website, ozarksatlarge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.